This is Conversations with My Dummy. I'm your host, Steve Charney. Harry here is my parasite.
Right, I'm the parasite. You're my host.
It does sometimes feel that way, doesn't it? But a little later in the podcast, Harry is going to sing a song about the sun.
Well, first I'm going to sing a song about how I'm going to sing about the sun. Then I'll sing the song about the sun.
Right.
Then I'll sing a song about how I sang about the sun.
Yeah. Well, our store is open again, and you longtime podcast listeners know that in this store, we have everything. Sure, you can get a lot of things on Amazon or other online sites, but, you know, they have to send it through the mails, and here, we got it right in the store. And if we're going to compete with Amazon...
Yes, we better have a lot of stock.
And we do.
Boy, are we stocked. You name it, we got it. It's the only way they're going to keep us from going out of business. We cater to those who want things you just can't get online.
While we're waiting for our first customer, as a stock boy, why don't you unpack these alligator shirts and put them on the shelf in aisle 16?
Okay, Steve. Man, these are funny-looking shirts, though.
Well, of course they're funny-looking. How else could an alligator fit in them? Oh, don't do it now. Here's our first customer today.
Yeah, I'm looking for some cheese, please.
We have cheese right here in the case.
Excellent. I'm a connoisseur, you know.
Then I think you'll be quite excited by this cheese right here.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's brie. I was looking for some blue cheese.
Oh, we can manage that. Harry, hand me that paint can and brush right there.
Yes, Steve.
Thanks. Now with just a few brush strokes and, voila, blue cheese.
That does look tasty. May I try a sample?
Sure, but be careful. It's still wet.
Bluey. Very bluey. I'll take 2 pounds.
Harry, paint up 2 pounds of this cheese and wrap it in paper while I'm serving this gentleman.
I'm way ahead of you, Steve.
Can I do anything else for you?
Yeah. I've been told that the moon is made of green cheese. I don't suppose...
As a matter of fact, few people are aware that when Neil Armstrong returned to Earth, he brought back several pounds of the stuff. It's a rare delicacy. But in the last 25 years, it's aged beautifully. Here, have some behind the counter. Have a taste.
Okay. Excellent. Piquant, yet full-bodied. I'll take 2 pounds.
I need to warn you that it does go for $100,000 a pound. I mean, after all...
No. I perfectly understand. That is quite expensive. Just give me half a pound, then. But don't wrap it. I'll eat it on my way home.
Excellent. Harry, how are you faring?
Hold on, Steve. Just wrap up the cheese here. Here's your blue cheese, sir.
And here's your green cheese. That'll be $50,000 for the green cheese and $3.99 for the blue.
Okay. Here's your $50,000 in unmarked bills and $3.99 in change.
Thank you. You must make a lot of money in your business.
I do. Why, only this morning I made $300,000.
Wow.
Unfortunately, I had to throw it all out. It was a half an inch too wide, and Lincoln was wearing dreadlocks.
Well, better luck next time. Come back soon.
I will. Bye now. Thanks for the cheese.
Nice man.
Hey, Steve, look at this money the fella gave us. I didn't know Abraham Lincoln was into reggae.
Stop loafing, Harry. We have work to do. Now unpack those moose wigs and bring them down to aisle 8.
Who's going to wear a moose wig?
Mice.
Is mice the plural of moose?
No, meese is the plural of moose. Mice is the plural of mouse.
So then is heist the plural of house?
Look, just unpack the moose wigs, will you?
Wait a second. Why would mice wear moose wigs?
To disguise themselves from the cat.
Is kite the plural of cat?
Quit goofing around. Come on, this is serious business running a store.
Okay, boss.
Oh, wait, another customer. Let those wigs be for a minute. Yes, may I help you?
Yes, you may. I've been wanting a vacation for over 2 years, but my boss won't give me one. You're my last resort. You want a vacation? That's right. What kinds do you have?
Well, our vacations come in all lengths. You buy them by the week.
Can I see them?
Well, they're right here on these reels. Obviously, the Club Med reel is more expensive than, let's say, this vacation in Brooklyn.
Can I sample one?
Sure, Harry. Cut off a piece and let her taste it.
Okay, Steve. Just a little bit here and snip it off. There you go, ma'am. This one is a little too salty for my taste.
Well, that's what happens when you vacation by the ocean.
And, ew! What's that horrible taste?
Well, that's the sand. If you don't like it, then you might want to try the Grand Canyon. It's expensive, but you get what you pay for.
Here's a sample, lady. Yes, this is quite nice. It just melts in my mouth.
Well, that's because it's a canyon, for Pete's sake. I'll take 3 weeks.
You want to cut her off 3 weeks of vacation, huh?
Right out, Steve. How much do I owe you?
Well, 3 weeks of vacation at the Grand Canyon, that'll be $2,000.
Well, that's rather steep. Hey, lady, the Grand Canyon is steep!
But you're also getting airfare and a tour into the canyon with a mule team.
All right, here's my money. Could you wrap it up, please? I don't want my boss to know that I'm taking this vacation. He's not going to see you taking it. He's not even in the store.
Harry, just wrap it up, okay?
Okay, Steve.
And be careful that big precipice on the north side doesn't tear the bag. And look, that mule keeps trying to get out. Maybe you should grease the sides or something.
I'll take it like that. I haven't had a vacation for 3 years, and I am in a rush. Okay, there you go, lady. Here's your money. Thank you very much. Bon voyage, lady.
Well, there we go. Another satisfied customer. And why don't we take a break now?
I want to sing a song about the sun. A song about the sun would be fun. But this is not that song about the sun. It's a song about how I want to sing about the sun. The song about the sun won't be sung until this song is done. This song is not the one about the sun. It's a song about how I want to sing about the sun. The song about the sun has not begun. There are many songs about the sun, but this song, it isn't one. The kind of song I'm singing now, I know that there are none. It just may be the first one a person's ever sung. It might be a sunny song, but it is not about the sun. The song about singing about the sun is almost done. And when it's done, then I can sing about the sun. How many lines are left? Just one. Then I can rest my tongue. Ah, there it is. The song is finally done. Now this is a song about the sun. The song about singing about the sun was finally done. Now I can finally sing about the sun. So this is that song about the sun. The sun, 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 the sun. Now this was a song about the sun, and now the song about the sun is done.
Knock on Wood General Store. We have fun running our store. It's so well stocked. Harry, did you put the moose wigs on the shelf?
All done, Steve. Barker loungers arrived also.
Barker loungers? Who needs a Barker lounger?
Dogs! You know their two favorite activities are lounging and barking? Now they can lie on the Barker lounger and do both at the same time.
Did the trunks arrive?
Yeah, but I'm not sure if we got the right one, Steve. Was it elephant trunks you wanted?
No, moving trunks.
Well, they sent us swimming trunks.
Well, at least they're getting close. Last time they sent us car trunks.
And the time before that, a human trunk. Yucko!
That wasn't a human trunk. That was the town trunk. And, a customer.
Yes, I need a glass of water, please.
That's it? A crummy glass of water?
A glass of water, please.
Well, we do have 32 different kinds of water. See these taps here? Each one is a direct line to a different country. For instance, if you want Venezuelan water, well, you turn this one on here. Or perhaps you'd like something a little more exotic, see? Here's water from Bhutan. Harry, turn on that tap.
Right, Steve.
You mean those pipes are direct lines to those countries?
That's right. And I don't have to tell you how much it costs to run a line from this sink to the country of Djibouti in Central Africa, but we did it to keep our customers satisfied. Now, do you have any preference?
Well, I did always want to taste Malaysian water.
Harry?
Here we go, Steve. Direct from Southeast Asia.
Oh, thank you. I must say it does look a bit tepid, however. But since you went through all the trouble, let me just...
Hey, what do you want? We're talking about stagnant water sitting in rice fields for months at a time and then taking a 7,000-mile trip through rusty pipes. If you want fresh water, try Switzerland.
It's not bad, though. Do you have any ice?
We have ice from 40 different locations on the globe, including Antarctica, Norway, and Siberia. Any preference?
How about Antarctica?
Harry, get the ice from the cooler, will
you? You got it, Steve! Antarctica ice coming up! Here you go!
Wait a second, I can't put this ice in my drink. It has what looks like little bits of penguin feathers in it.
Whoops, sorry.
Okay, wait a second. Yeah, here's some ice from Newfoundland. That should be clean.
Thank you, just drop it into my glass there. Man, was I thirsty. Thank you. How much do I owe you?
Oh, we can't charge for water. That wouldn't be right.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I remember your hospitality. Bye now.
Nice fella.
Well, we have some time. Do you want me to unpack the liver-flavored lollipop, Steve?
Yeah, you know, that's a good idea. Oh, wait, another customer. We're busy today.
Quick! I only have a second! I need a pancake!
Harry, flip him that pancake in the display case.
Here you go, buddy!
Thanks! Can I pay you later?
Sure, we trust you. We trust all our customers.
Thanks!
Lucky you have that pancake in the case, Steve.
Well, it's important to be well-stocked when you have a general store, Harry.
Time for another commercial.
I don't know. Is this technically a commercial? Patreon.com/Steve Charney. That's where you go if you want to support this program. You become a patron of the show for, you choose the number. You want to pay $10,000 a week? I'll take it. You want to pay $1 a month? I'll take that too. Patreon.com/Steve Charney. That's where you go to support the show. And also there are some, you know, recordings and things that you don't get normally on the general podcast.
Our store is open for business, and we pride ourselves on having just about anything. Anything you could ask for. We have an auto repair shop in the back. We have a spaceship repair shop in the front. We have a psychiatric clinic on the side. We have a Dunkin' Donuts franchise, a rare book library with volumes of how-to books, how to build a backyard nuclear reactor, how to get the best of an older brother or sister, how to eat spaghetti without arms.
I didn't know spaghetti had arms to begin with, Steve.
We have Twinkies, crowbars, jackhammers. We have ballet shoes and belly button ornaments. We have original Mondrians and miniature sitars for babies to play. You name it, we got it.
And speaking of which, where do you want these elbow scratchers, Steve?
Put them on aisle 3 next to the chemistry sets, okay? Ah, another customer. May we help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a map.
Well, what kind of map? We have a map of the inside of the Earth, right down to the core. We have a map of the nervous system of a ladybug. We have a map of 30 planets that haven't even been discovered yet. Depends on where you're going.
Well, I need a map of the inside of Arnold Schwarzenegger's nose.
Harry, could you check aisle 5 halfway down to the celebrity maps? See if we have any more of the Schwarzeneggers.
Right away, boss! Let me take a look back here. I can't find it, Steve! Wait, here's Julia Roberts' ear!
No. You don't want a map of Julia Roberts' ear, do you?
Do I look like I would?
No, you don't.
I'm not taking a trip into Julia Roberts' ear, if you mind. I'm vacationing in Arnold Schwarzenegger's nose, and I certainly don't want to get lost in there.
Of course you don't. Harry, keep looking.
Let's see. Nick Nolte, Winona Ryder, Tom Hanks. Does he want Tom Hanks' armpit?
I went there last year.
Anyway, it's dated. This is from 1991.
Look, forget it. If we don't have it, we don't have it.
Wait, I think I got something. Here we go. Yeah, there it is. A map of Arnold Schwarzenegger's left nostril. And this edition just came out, too.
That's great. Harry, roll it up and put a rubber band around it.
My wife will be so happy I found it. How much is it?
$3.95.
Okay, here you go. Thank you very much, boys. Thank you.
Have a nice vacation. There you go. Another satisfied customer. Harry, if you have any time, inventory the air fresheners, will you?
I'll get on it right away, Steve.
Wait, I might need you with this customer. May I help you?
Yes, I bought this Feeblevester and it's not working properly.
Oh, what seems to be the problem?
Well, look when I press down on the right finger schnozzle. This makes the right sound. But listen when I press down on the left finger schnozzle. That's not right.
Oh, it certainly isn't. Let me take a look. Oh, I see the problem. Have you blown into the whistle dork since you got it?
Well, I didn't know I was supposed to.
Of course, that resets the whole mechanism. Here, I'll do it for you. Okay, now try the left finger schnozzle.
All right. That was the problem.
Now, how's the hypersniper holding up?
Oh, that one works beautifully. Here, listen to it.
Ooh, good. Okay. And the machine is still keeping the clams off of your lawn?
It works like a charm.
Wonderful. Well, if you have any other problems, don't hesitate to ask, okay?
Thank you. Bye now.
Ah, it's satisfying giving people their heart's desire. Harry, why don't you start on those air fresheners?
Right, Steve. Smell this new one that came in. What does that smell like to you?
Newborn baby navels.
Yeah, there's nothing like it.
We haven't gotten another customer in a while, so maybe we should close up shop for today.
Okay, Steve. I'll start battening down the hatches.
Wait, hold it. It's one last customer. May I help you?
Yeah, I have a program and I'm looking for an ending theme to buy.
I'm sorry, we have no ending themes in the store.
Well, what's that one in your hand?
Oh, well, this is...
Can I hear it?
Yeah, but I don't think...
I'm a desperate man! Put it in the machine, let her go!
All right, I just think...
I need an ending theme badly!
All right, well, this one sounds like this.
And then I say, pretty much everything on Conversations with My Dummy is done by me, Steve Charney, and you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, TuneIn, Google Play, and, well, you can also go to my YouTube channel, which has, like, well over a million hits. It's kind of cool. And, of course, patreon.com/Steve Charney, where you can become a patron of the show for $1 a month. My website is stevecharney.com. You can find these podcasts on Facebook also, Steve and Harry, Conversations with My Dummy, and I also post them on Twitter. And anything else?
Yeah, if you like this podcast, spread the word around, man. Spread the word around.
And then usually Harry does a little joke.
Yes.
Like, for instance, go ahead.
All right. What did the apple say to the orange?
What?
I despise you for being different from me.
I like it. I think I'll buy it.
Sure.